You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders shares a few summer reading choices for your consideration.
Casey, my oldest daughter, texted me the other day randomly. In no particular order, please tell me your top five books. That's tough. I responded after wandering around the study, which has walls crammed floor to ceiling with books. The list I sent Casey consisted of my five favorite novels, books that I have read, for the most part, more than once. I thought I'd share it with you. Remember, these five are only in order of where I spied them on the shelves. All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren features Willie Stark, an American demagogue fashioned after Louisiana's Huey P. Long. It was originally published in 1946. I've read it three times. Given the nomination of a certain bombastic real estate magnate, it might be time for a fourth reading. The Gay Place by Billy Lee Brammer. Written in 1961 by a former staffer to Lyndon Johnson, he created him in the same manner that Warren did Huey Long. David Halberstam, no slouch at writing himself, though it was strictly nonfiction on his part, predicted folks would be reading The Gay Place a century from when it was written. I likely will not be around to find out. But if I do manage to live to the age of 106, and am still sentient, I'll go for my fourth reading of this fine novel as well. A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy O'Toole. O'Toole committed suicide at 31 after this novel and another were repeatedly rejected by publishers. 12 years later, Walker Percy read it at the behest of O'Toole's mother and brought it to his publisher. The novel won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. It features Ignatius J. Riley, one of the most unlikable but interesting characters in modern fiction, a slovenly, slobbish, self-styled scholar who lives with his mother. And then, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. I refuse to read the sequel published last year to this 1960 classic, Go Tell a Watchman. It might ruin what for me is a timeless book, and I won't chance it. Finally, I told Casey, the fifth book on my list was Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. It's the first of a historical novel trilogy, with one more installment coming. It traces the rise to power of Thomas Cromwell, and thus also features Henry VIII with his predilection for divorcing or beheading his wives. It is the finest historical novel I have read. Okay, with the dog days upon us, here are some books read in the past year that are worth taking to the beach or mountains, or just out on the back porch as the fireflies flicker. The Last Policeman Trilogy by Ben H. Winters. I'm not normally into apocalyptic fiction. This series is an exception. An asteroid is about to hit the Earth. A police detective in Concord, New Hampshire is still going about solving murder cases. Part of my attraction is that I was born in Concord and know it well through many return visits, including last summer, while I was reading the last in the series. These novels are page-turners. Rogue Lawyer by John Grisham. The veteran of 30 or so legal thrillers is back on top of his game with his latest. I haven't read Grisham in a few years, and this tale set me off on a binge of reading the novels I'd missed. And finally, The Bone Tree by Greg Iles. What's with all the trilogies? This is the second in the series, with one more to come. Iles sets his thrillers in Natchez, Mississippi, where the long-concealed murder and torture of blacks during the Civil Rights era is finally unearthed. Iles' novels are long, explosive, and possess dozens of plot twists. Happy summer reading. Remember to wear sunscreen.